Welcome to another episode of the Cuban Family Roots Podcast. I'm your host, Aileen Vega, podcasting from Woodbridge, New Jersey. And we're now into the beginning of our fourth year podcasting. Thank you to all those who listen, because this is a tremendous support to our podcast. In today's episode, I have the honor to interview Jeannie McGrome. Jeannie is a Cuban-American of Catholic upbringing who wrestled most of her life with the Catholic dogma. Although rooted in a traditional Catholic family, she converted to Judaism. She immersed herself in the search for her family past and in her quest to discover her ancestry. She discovers that her ancestors are indeed conversos, and some were part of the Spanish Inquisition. Her journey led her to writing books, digitizing archives, and most recently, created a tell-all documentary of her journey. Jeannie also established a website to help those wanting to research their own Jewish ancestry through the archives of Spain. If you have always suspected that you have Jewish lineage, this episode is definitely for you. It's been written by many scholars that when Christopher Columbus embarked to the New World, he brought many Jewish with him. The Jews practiced their faith in secret and were referred to as conversos or crypto Jews. In Cuba, there are many descendants of the crypto Jews. I will take a brief pause and return with my interview with Jeannie McGrome. We'll be right back. So today we have with us Jeannie McGrome. She has a documentary called Between the Stones and the Flower, The Duality of the Conversos. Jeannie, thank you for being with us. Jeannie, your documentary covers the journey and your quest for your Jewish lineage. But I want to start off by asking you, what is a crypto Jew? Because when I ask my friends who are Jewish, they don't understand. So I want the audience to understand first and foremost.
That's a great question. So when Spain decided that they wanted to be Jew and Muslim free, which was basically about 1484, half of the Jews left. I'm not sure what happened with the Muslims, but half of the Jews left and they went to countries like Greece and Turkey, and these were known as the Sephardim, the people that left. The Jews that stayed became with time to be known as Marranos. They pretended to be Catholic, and then they continued their Jewish practices underground, which led to the Inquisition. So this word Marrano means pig. Right. So as we started to recognize who we were, let's say in the last 50 years, because I am a descendant, we didn't like to be called Marrano. I mean, who likes to have their ancestors be called pigs? So we academics started using the term crypto Jew, which means a hidden Jew, because you were hiding underground, or conversos. There's actually another term which is used by academics in literature called New Christian, and in Israel the term is known as B'nai Anusim. So pretty much the whole Marrano term has been eliminated.
You grew up Catholic, but you always felt that there was something off. Tell us a little bit about your story.
So I grew up, I was born in Cuba and moved to the United States at the age of 4 and was put into the Catholic schools. My family was Roman Catholic. They were only, from my maternal side, they were only in Cuba one generation because my grandparents both were Spanish. And they had come to Cuba from Spain directly. So it was just my mom's generation and then me. But in those Catholic schools, I felt off, like you say, different. I didn't feel like I belonged. I couldn't identify it as, and being a very spiritual / religious little girl, woman, child, whatever, I struggled with the dogma of the Catholic Church. I didn't know what I was searching for until I was an adult, and that was pretty much Judaism.
It's almost like your ancestors were calling out to you. Did you ever think about that?
Yes, I feel exactly that way, because eventually I converted to Judaism out of a conviction. And then it took me years to search. And I finally found the Jewish people have their lineage is matrilineal, meaning it doesn't matter what your father is or your uncle. It's you have to find your Jewish lineage, you have to go back abuela tras abuela, grandmother after grandmother, and it can only be a maternal lineage. So eventually I was able to go back to 22 generations of abuelas until I found the ones that had been killed or burned in the Inquisition. So yes, I do feel it was a calling because I returned to the Jewish people before I knew that I was already Jewish. And when I light my candles on Friday night, I just see all these abuelas, these little women wearing black surrounding me. It's a really beautiful moment for me.
Wow. That's very spiritual. You felt like these abuelas were calling to you. How was that journey of finding them? Like you had to go to an archive in Spain?
No, not just one archive. So in the case, because I, for the rabbis, I was already Jewish by Jewish law. I mean, there can be no question because it took me a very long time to convert. I did not convert my children because I felt it wasn't right that I'm having an existential crisis and I deny them what they had been born into. So I was very staunch on that, but it made the whole process even harder. So the movie covers this journey of mine completely. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather had left a tree. My grandmother and my grandfather were first cousins, maternal. Mm-hmm. And one of the first clues to being a converso is that no one married outside of a cousin. So everyone was a first or maximum a second cousin going all the way back to 1391. So my grandfather had left a tree of their, let's say, their both ancestry going back to 1795. So then I took that tree and I started working with genealogists in Spain and then consequently after that in Portugal. And I wanted every single document taken out of many different archives. You know, the birth certificate, marriage, and death certificate. And then I hook them up to the Inquisition certificates.
So, and then I know that there's a part of the documentary which you actually digitize.
Found that all of these archives leading us back to the Jewish people, the only way we have today in 2024 to access our Jewish lineage is to, in other words, access it really. There's a lot of people that hook up their names to this book or this story or that story. But, you know, I'm talking, the rabbis want primary sources. They want the piece of paper from the archive. So the archives in Portugal and Spain and Canary Islands, wherever there was an Inquisition, Mexico City, Cartagena, Colombia, Lima, Peru, Goa, India, all of the Inquisition documents, which contain our genealogies, that's what is the most intense thing about all of this. Mm-hmm. The minute somebody got into the Inquisition, into an inquisitor, they did the first few days, they just spent getting your full genealogy. So imagine you can get back. So all of that was in boxes, being eaten by termites, falling apart. And I got money to digitize. I got funding from Israel to digitize all of those documents. And we are finished in Portugal, and we are now trying to work on Mexico. Spain has refused, even though it is free. I have been at it since 2015. Last June, I went to Pope Francis in a private meeting and begged Pope Francis to help me because he's very powerful, not because, you know, just he's a the powerful person. Mm-hmm. And Pope Francis gave me some delegates who are working with me now, because there's also information in the secret archives of the Vatican. So they have agreed. Pope Francis gave a green light. He was very amenable to people finding their roots in the Inquisition records. He didn't even know. So I spoke to him literally face to face in Spanish for 10 minutes. And I'm going back in May to the Inquisition archives. and work with some of the cardinals about the paperwork I want.
That's amazing that you were able to talk to him. How did you get that interview?
Well, you know, ironically, so I got it through the European Jewish community, and I contacted him through his best friend, which was the chief rabbi of Argentina. Mm-hmm. So I wrote the chief rabbi of Argentina, had it hand delivered by an Argentinian Jewish friend of mine, and he contacted Pope Francis, and they were very good friends. So they actually wrote a book together about Jewish and Catholic dogma, which is excellent. And then the Jewish community got me the interview. Ironically, had I continued to be, had I been Catholic, I would probably never have gotten in there.
Wow.
In such a private way. But the documentary covers my whole, the different ancestors, because when I finished with mom, I went to my dad's ancestors and found, you know, that's a, not as direct as mom, but, you know, they went from Spain to Cuba as crypto Jews via Jamaica. So it's a long genealogy that I have with 28 of my lines leading back to the hidden Jews.
Did you ever do your DNA before?
Yes,
you
did my DNA, and now mom and dad have, they're gone, but I did my DNA and their DNA. So mom ended up being 50% Sephardic Jewish. My dad ended up being like, I think it was 18% Ashkenaz, which means a Jew from like Poland, Lithuania. I don't know where that came from because I have researched him to the utmost, and about 18% Sephardic. And mine is about 18% on both. So, you know, it just, it's the luck of the draw. I've done DNA with like five companies. And my son went all the way back up to about 60%.
Now, do you think that the you mentioned something about like your ancestors marrying like cousins and all that?
Only.
I see that a lot in my own ancestry. Do you think there are many Cubans who have that Jewish ancestry? Maybe they don't know it. And what advice would you?
Well,
because
it is
there's a lot of things that went on in my family that I always wonder, you know, are we Catholic?
A lot of people wonder, for example, you know, my grandmother was teaching me Jewish lessons on cooking in the kitchen. That's in the movie. When my grandmother died, my mother wanted to bury her within 18 hours. That's Jewish. You don't, what Cuban Catholic buries somebody in 18 hours? So I've had a lot of people tell me that when somebody dies, they cover the mirrors. That's very Jewish. There's a historian on Cuban Jewry. I'm sorry. On Cuban Jewry, Eugenio Alonso, who speaks in in the movie. And he says that every single founding family of Cuba that came with Colón, with Christopher Columbus, was Jewish. And he's been studying this his whole life. So people that want to search their lineage, it's just a matter of following your maternal line, paying attention to the clues. You can see, you know, my story. There's YouTubes, there's, you know, podcasts. I even wrote How I Found My 15 Grandmothers, the book. So there's so many ways. There's a search engine, which is free, on my website, jeannymilgram.com, that I digitized personally over 80,000 names and bibliographies so that people could search for Jewish name ancestry, even though it's a lot bigger than a name. But there's a lot of information on my website to be had for anybody. So I suggest that you go little by little, mother after mother after mother, forget the men.
So can you tell us a little bit about that? You know, how did the idea for that, your documentary, came about? And where will people go to watch the documentary?
Okay, so when I wrote my first book, My 15 Grandmothers, after that, I wrote How I Found My 15 Grandmothers. Then I wrote Pyre to Fire, which was made, they're all in English and Spanish, was made only from the archival material. So it's fiction from archival material. As I was writing these books, then the recipes of my 15 grandmothers, which are Inquisition recipes that were at mom's house, people were telling me, oh, you need to make a movie, you need to do this. And so as I was going along, I was working, I was super busy. The thought was like, come on, you think I'm going to take time? So eventually, 4 years ago, my husband and I sold the companies, the family companies we'd worked in our entire lives, and dedicated ourselves to disseminating this information around the world by speaking about the books and this and that. And finally, I realized, you know what? I'm not getting any younger. People are clamoring me to do this movie based on my story and my book to recognize this phenomenon that there's descendants of the Inquisition Jews still running around. Mm-hmm. And that's when I finally said, you know what, it's time. So the idea had been there from the minute I wrote the books, but the execution of the idea was last year. As far as seeing it, it's a little complex when you decide to do the festival circuit, which is where I am now, mm-hmm. Because the festivals forbid, if you show it somewhere in Georgia, let's say, then the Atlanta Jewish Festival won't take you. So you kind of have to be the first in every region. So I made a Facebook page for the film name, Between the Stone and the Flower. And there I'm posting the upcoming festivals. And that's how I'm doing it. Next March 17th and mm-hmm. 18th will be in Mexico City. April 4th is going to be in Boston. April 11th is going to be in New York. And from there, it's going to be in Israel. And then we're moving on to, it's going to be shown in Marrakesh. So the reality is that this year, it's festival. But you can see the schedule on my Facebook page, Between the Stone and the Flower.
So once all the festivals, preview your documentary, will it ever go on like a Netflix or something like that?
Well, Jewish Lifetime TV offered me a 3-year contract, but that's not what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do Netflix. I have to be honest. This is Netflix. You put a film on Netflix and it gets buried. I mean, we all open our Netflix. We don't know what to watch. There's a million films in there.
And, yeah, that's true.
And right. And so is anything else. I mean, Amazon, whatever it is. For mm-hmm. me, this has never been about the money. This has been about the dissemination of information. This right. has been for, you know, quote unquote, your Jewish colleagues that don't know what a crypto Jew is. So mm-hmm. it that's exactly your Jewish friends that don't know what a crypto Jew is. This film is for them because it's educational about Jewish history, and I'm not going to catch them on Amazon. So I'm trying to get my film put into museums around the world. Mm-hmm. And again, it's really not about the money. It never was. It's all about the dissemination. So eventually I might have a YouTube, and eventually, you know, to try to recoup a little bit, maybe some people can watch it. But right now, I'm trying to get it in a loop in the Jewish Museum, the Museum of the Jewish People in Tel Aviv. And I'm trying to do the same thing in the Centro Documentación in Mexico City. So if it's in museums, people can watch it every day, all day long.
That's great. Well, and I want to thank you so much for giving us the time and for educating us about the crypto Jews and your story.
No, I really appreciate it. If anybody wants to reach out to me via my website, GinaMilgram.com. There's a contact. You can send me an email. I answer each and every single email. I get hundreds and hundreds. So please just reach out and I'll be happy to be able to help you and guide you. I don't do this work myself. All I do is help and guide people in the way that they should go.
Great. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and like to help support the Cuban Family Roots podcast, please share it with others, post it on your social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Cuban Family Roots or on Twitter at Cuban Family Roots Podcast or Facebook at Cuban Family Roots Podcast. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.